Parshas Dvorim, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. Heyov is the yortzeit of the Arizal, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Lavrocha Eschus Yegon Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, and it's also the yortzeit of one of the most significant rabbis in my life, Reb Michal Dorfman Zecher Navrocha, Reb Yechiel Michal, Reb Yeshua David Alevi, and we dedicate the Shir Leilu Nishmasai. We're starting Chumash Dvorim. We hardly see any reprimand at all whatsoever in the four books, in the four Chumashim. This Chumash Dvarim begins with the words, these are the words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people. He doesn't actually reprimand them in an obvious way. He lists the places, the locations where they messed up. And he does this right before he's about to leave the world. Reprimand is called Toichocha, Lohochiach. There's a pasuk in the Torah which says, Hoicheach, toichiach esamisecha. It doesn't say it once, it doesn't say reprimand, it says reprimand, reprimand your friend. However, the final shir that Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbi Nachman gave in his lifetime, the final shir that Rabbeinu Zal said, he began with the words, even though tochacha is an obligation and it's a mitzvah, he quoted the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. He said that Rabbi Akiva said during his time, I wonder if there's anybody that's qualified to reprimand the Jew. And Rabbeinu Zal said, if Rabbi Akiva said that during his time, could you imagine what we should say today? And Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, in Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchus Orev, Halacha Gimel, paragraphs 30 and 31, Rav Nosson Zal explains that this mitzvah of a Jew being responsible for another Jew, that when I see somebody else doing something wrong, I've got to scream, ouch, it's got to hurt me. And I've got to try to think, what can I do to prevent this person from doing it again, from wanting to do it again? The real way that a person fulfills this mitzvah is through desire, ratzon. I want the person to do the right thing. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when the Torah says that you should reprimand your friend, which one of us is crazy enough to think that we could reprimand somebody else? And which person can honestly say that they're confident that the other guy is going to listen to them? Then how can I fulfill this mitzvah? What can I do about this? Rav Nosson Zal says, I can want to do it. I want to see every one of my friends succeed in life. I want to see their success in Shalom Bayis, in Parnas, in everything. That we can do. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood to wait and wait and wait till he gets to a level of such a high level where his desires are so pure, only positive, only goodwill on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's when he did it. There's a pasuk, Es asher ye'ahav Hashem yochiach. One who Hashem loves, he reprimands. Rav Nosson Zal here shows us what it's really all about. The peak of success in Klal Yisrael is when each person will want only good for every other Jew. And in that schus will be zeichet to see the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis Mikdash, Amen v'Amen.